The breaking news keeps rolling when you're at work. Use the audio stream at KSL.com for Doug Wright and KSL News Radio.
By the way, the governor was listening and heard our soundbite on Rand Paul talking about you want to take care of income inequality, move to a state with a Republican governor. We're going to talk with our Republican governor coming up in just a few moments here at KSL News Radio. I wanted to share some of the other sound that we have from last night. And it started off, Trump started talking about how happy he was that the executive order of President Obama on immigration had been overturned by the courts.
I was so happy yesterday when I saw that decision come down. That was an unbelievable decision. And we don't have enough of those decisions coming down. He of the executive order, because nobody wants to listen to him, including the Democrats. So he just goes around signing executive orders. That was a great day. And frankly, we have to stop illegal immigration. It's hurting us economically. It's hurting us from every standpoint. It's causing tremendous difficulty with respect to drugs and what that does to many of our inner cities in particular. And it really was such an unbelievable moment, because the courts have not been ruling in our favor. And it was a 2-1 decision. And it was a terrific thing that happened. And I will tell you, we are a country of laws. We need borders. We will have a wall. The wall will be built. The wall will be successful. And if you think walls don't work, all you have to do is ask Israel. The wall works, believe me. Properly done. Believe me.
And the conversation continued.
Can you just send 5 million people back with no effect on the economy?
You're going to have to send people out. Look. We're a country of laws. We either have a country or we don't have a country. We are a country of laws. Going to have to go out, and they'll come back, but they're going to have to go out, and hopefully they get back. But we have no choice if we're going to run our country properly and if we're going to be a country.
Boy, there was much more on that, too, which we will continue with in just a moment. But I'm very pleased to welcome the governor of the great state of Utah to our program today. And here's the soundbite that we played from Rand Paul when he was talking about income inequality.
But the bottom line is, if you want less income inequality, move to a city with a Republican mayor or a state with a Republican governor.
Thank you, sir.
And we have our Republican governor of the state of Utah joining us right now. Governor, welcome. It's good to have you here.
Hey, good morning to you, and happy Veterans Day, and best wishes to all our veterans and their families out there today as we celebrate their service to our country.
Boy, absolutely. And isn't it fun to look at all the things that Utahns are doing? I was just looking down the list of businesses and entities and restaurants. I mean, it goes on and on that are trying to make special accommodation and a special celebration for our veterans today. It really is heartwarming.
It is encouraging, and we can't say thanks enough, and I'm involved in 3 or 4 of those activities today, and I'm honored to be a part of it. And so, again, hug a vet. I saw that on the news this morning. Hug a vet.
Absolutely. Well, Governor, are you anticipating a great fleeing of people to the great state of Utah because we have a Republican governor and income inequality will be much better here?
You know, it's true. I mean, Rand Paul was accurate. People are coming to Utah. We are the third fastest growing state in America today, a third of which is in migration. People are coming to the Rocky Mountains here of Utah because of great quality of life and economic opportunity. And when he said about the income equality, which I think was the question on the debate last night, you find that in Utah, the gap between the haves and the have-nots, the rich and the poor, the middle class, is the largest of any place in America today. And in fact, on Newsweek magazine here just a few weeks ago, the cover had the city of Ogden, which had the largest middle class of any city in America. They were number one. Provo was number three. And just think, between Ogden and Provo, the Wasatch Front, you can see what is taking place here with upward mobility and the ability of people to grow and expand. expand up the economic ladder as they have opportunity and choose to. So it is true. I mean, there's no question. My friends in other states, the Republican governors, the economy, probably 8 out of the top 10 economies in America today are Republican-led states.
Governor, I so appreciate you calling in and joining us on this issue, and I can't help but ask, from your vantage point, not only as the governor of the great state of Utah, but also over now the National Governors Association, as you are looking at the upcoming election and being a Republican governor, how are you feeling about the way things are unfolding in the debates? Are we beginning to see somebody emerge? Are you heartened by what you're hearing in the debates?
You know, I think we're all a little puzzled about some of the successes, and again, being objective, on both sides of the aisle. For example, on the Republican side, people are puzzled about Donald Trump. He's a lot of flash, not a lot of substance. He's been a wildly successful businessman, although he's taken out bankruptcy 3 or 4 times, which you'd think would cause people to have a little bit of pause. He's outlandish in his comments and statements that why he's able to get away with them, I guess we're all puzzled. Maybe it's tell it like it is kind of a thing. So he's a kind of an enigma. On the other side, we got Bernie Sanders, who's never been a Democrat, has been an independent because he's an avowed socialist. And he's in the Democrat Party, having great success. I don't know that he'll beat Hillary out, but my gosh, they've embraced the socialists in the Democratic Party and aren't even blinking an eye. So there's a couple of things that we all scratch our heads and say, I don't understand. I think Marco Rubio is showing he's cool under fire. He has a gift, I've said, of being able to articulate issues. He has a great story to tell. And he's young and energetic, and I think he appeals to clearly the Hispanic vote out there, which I think is necessary for the Republicans to win the White House. Carly Fiorina, again, a very brilliant woman who I think does exceptionally well in the debates, has moved from the second tier to the top tier. She's the one that really has made the most movement of anybody out there. You know, we have Ben Carson, who's, again, a wonderful story. I think he lacks a little experience as far as having ever done anything in government, and it's like going to a dentist and saying, I want you to have a root canal, and the dentist says, you know, I've never done this before. In fact, this is my first day in the dentist office. I'm a little concerned about the lack of experience, which I think has been part of the problem that President Obama's had, is just a lack of experience. So those are a few of the things I'm concerned about, but I think it'll settle out. I'm confident that we'll settle on the right person on the Republican side. I think the Democrats are pretty well you're going to go with Hillary Clinton, but that will set us up for a good, healthy debate on different philosophies, and we'll see where the country wants to go.
Just a quick final note on Jeb Bush. Our federal delegation seems to be split between Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. And he seems to not be getting the traction that many of us had anticipated. We didn't expect maybe, you know, the Donald Trump flash and maybe the eloquence of some others, but just a good, solid. And he was some would argue, even a great governor down in Florida. He seems not to have the traction.
You know, that's a little bit of a puzzlement, too. Jeb was, in fact, a great governor. He did some remarkably good things for education in Florida, particularly with minorities. He was a great executive there. I think he suffers from Donald Trump sucking the oxygen out of the room a little bit. He's not as, you know, energetic, you know, and flamboyant as maybe a Donald Trump. He has the anchor around his neck of being another Bush, and this is a country that really doesn't want royalty. You know, it's kind of not the way we like things to be, and so the question is, oh, can we not find somebody else besides another Bush? Jeb is getting hurt probably disproportionately because of that than he deserves. He is a bright guy, and I know him well, and he was a great governor, and I think he'd be a good president. But timing is everything. It depends on the competition. And who you got to go against, and the mood of the country, and can you appeal to the country in a way to motivate them to say, I'm going to support this guy, I like this guy, and I'm going to not only give him money, but I'm going to go vote for him. And it's still early. I mean, we're not even Thanksgiving. You know, and I was January, February, and we're already got people dropping out, and so others can't stay. For me, in my house, I can tell you, the best suggestion I could give to the country is having regional rotating primaries where we end up having a 4-month period of time. Every quarter of the country gets a month The candidates can come in, blitz the areas, talk about issues, debate the issues, and then the country could make a decision. I think it would be better, more effective, and less expensive if we could concentrate it into a four-month and a rotating regional primary so every part of the country gets a chance to go first, not just Iowa and New Hampshire.
Well, I like that idea a lot. Governor, thank you so much. I hadn't anticipated we'd have the chance to chat and dissect the debate a little bit, but my takeaway here is you want a better life, you move to the state of Utah, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
We're coming. We're preparing for it, too, so it's great to be number one and a great role model for the rest of the country. So thanks to all the people out there that are making it happen.
Governor, thanks so much, and you have a happy Veterans Day as well.
All right. You too. Thanks, Doug.
Governor Gary Herbert with us here at KSL News Radio. We're